So welcome to part three about tea and social. So I've gone through the social media cafe and its feedback and how that then went on to the second podcast about tea and social and how the first event went and the birth. And in this one, I'm just going to talk through how the second tea and social was developed. And just to dive in straight away, I think initially there was a clear understanding that the social media cafes were something that was on a monthly schedule and that really doing a tea and social could be scaled up. And as much as it could be scaled up, it could be scaled up to an annual event. But for the time being, to run it as a quarterly or a 6 month would be an interesting prospect, and that would be more realistic because there is just so much going on that we're just unsure about the development of how this might look, even though we've already done one event. And really what came out was that the next event, which has just passed in November, was 3 months after. And having that break to consider how things might go would be really quite interesting. But I think having had the second event, planning and considering how the future one goes is initially still the problem. And that I think in some ways to develop it further is something that we would like to do, but it's something that needs thought in some of the delivery and some of the way in which it might have delivered and the way in which we might manage some of the talkers. I think looking at how the second one ran, it was ran in some ways better, but equally there is room to allow a much more longer debate in how social media works. And what's quite interesting is that the speakers that are lined up actually managed to create a sense of theme in the second one. Now, this was something that we didn't really sense on the first one, but on the second one there was certainly a theme. And there was one speaker who was unable to attend, so I planned to talk for that. But being the first speaker and then having the two follow, it almost felt like either I had planned to theme it or that they naturally somehow delivered something on some level that was quite individual about the brand values and how you have a personality online and as a person, and the online and offline are neatly tucked together. And I was able to do that because I was able to discuss how I approach and my views on dealing with social media and how businesses can never entirely grasp, especially corporate structures can never ideally grasp social media and its constructs, and will probably fail to do that for many years. And it was quite a hard-hitting subject in some ways that I picked. And I think I challenged myself, but I'm not too sure how that might have looked if it had been a speaker. And I think that's a difficulty that I'd like to avoid next time. So basically, do not talk. Let three speakers stand up and do it. But the second speaker was very true to what I was saying in that Swillington Farms was an amazing farming company that needed to develop, and as it developed and grew, it became more popular as the younger son, Ed, came about to develop some of his ideas and imprint them onto the business. And his ability to engage himself on social media has also been quite interesting, and he's quite openly suggesting through his talk that people should just talk. It shouldn't be that he doesn't condone a product because it's competition. It should be more the case that we are human, we just cross paths. And Richard McCann went on to talk about his personal barriers in life and how he's tackled various people to be able to be successful, and how you use your personal brand through social media to increase your return on investment or your marketing strategy, and how you might develop that. And that was really quite an interesting talk, because it was uniquely different in its approach, but the ethos of how it might develop social media, or how one might develop themselves through social media and use it as a marketing tool, was actually quite a bit of an eye-opener, in that he was quite blunt with how he's managed to get work and things like that. So it was quite nice to hear him discuss those kind of things. And that's in a nutshell what the second TN Social was, and it was a success. It did, however, bring with it a very unique feeling, in that it seemed more and more like an event. So on the first, on the second podcast, I discussed how the first TN Social event went and how it felt like it was more fun and play for me. And I think this second one was more work for me, in the way that I had to speak, I had to get up, I had to meet and greet people, and there was a clear logical structure that the event needed, and it felt less fluid, but more fluid in a typical events management style. So it was, I was clearly going down the events management route. And I think some of the interesting bits about the second one was also that I managed to get two students to come along and sort of figure out how they might be a part of Tea and Toast and work alongside us. So they were the helpers for the evening, that were helping with the social media, they were helping with general chit-chat, keeping people happy whilst we solved technical issues, which was another problem on the evening. And they were a real genuine help, and to have that support for other people to be part of the event was a real great help for us. And it wasn't just that, but it was also to have another young lady, Jolie Fielding, who there was a real big help, because her understanding on how people engage is far superior, and it's also on a non-digital social media kind of level. And there was a point at the end where she came in, and what I'll do is I'll probably talk about that experience more on the fourth podcast, on the next one. But it was really interesting to have her there at the beginning, and I'll discuss more at length about her involvement on the next podcast. But to have the initial help of the two students, and to have her as the go-between that helped support and manage the event from an outsider, sort of looking in and trying to figure out where things might be knitted together, and for future reference to develop the event as well, and to have someone tangible that's been there through the entire process, has also been of a great help. And I think it would be quite nice to see us working together again, to see how we might formulate another TN Social event. So, yeah, that's been quite interesting, really. And if you've got any feedback, if you've been to a TN Social event and you want to let us know, then please do get in contact with us at TN Social, or you can email me at prit@tntoast.org.uk. This is the third of a series. Please click through to listen to the titled podcast, Our Event, part 3, to listen to this one, and part 4 for the next one. Thank you for listening.